This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number two, Sports Saturday, right here on The Fan. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz rocking with us. If you missed the first hour, you can get it to win it as podcast wherever you get your podcast, except Spotify, because we were banned.
Which is, I need more answers. I need more answers. I'm sorry.
I cut our podcasts like every other show, and that is so annoying to me. Every other damn show. Every other one. But apparently I'm different. Yeah, I'm a bitch about that one. That sucks.
Yeah. But yeah, it will be on Apple Podcasts. I don't know. Some people got Amazon Music where you can get podcasts there.
Yeah, put it on the Echo Dot or the Echo Show.
Or dare I say, the free-to-use Odyssey app.
I mean, you can use that one, too. I just want you to listen. So I don't care how you do it. Watch us on YouTube. We're there, too.
By the way, on the LSU front, the interim director, Verge Osberry. Now, Verge Osberry is one of the finest individuals I've ever met in my entire life.
I met Verge on the casino boat, and we had a couple.
I can imagine he's got white hair with a white mustache.
We ate a whole slick back bucket of shrimp and crawfish. It was one of the best.
Sounds phenomenal.
I don't think that's a Louisiana accent. At least mine wasn't. So.
He has been given full authority to hire the next Tigers football coach the school's board of supervisors.
That guy wears a monocle.
So apparently the interim AD at LSU will be allowed to hire the head coach. And he said, this Mr. Osberry, LSU is not broken. LSU athletic department is not broken, sir. So he's doing his little spin, a former LSU linebacker, longtime administrator at the school. So apparently this dude's going to do the hire. I don't know. The interim at AD,
I hope they never get it right.
Which that would scare me as a coach, too. Like, are you even going to be the AD?
It's just a group of Louisiana good old boys, brother. If it is not this Louisiana good old boy,
don't make the right hire, I sentence you to eat the spiciest bowl of jambalaya.
You that actually sounds phenomenal.
Don't get gumbo for 12 whole months.
It's gumbo season, baby. No, I want some gumbo.
No
right
étouffée for you, sir.
Now, have you ever had gumbo, Joe?
Yes.
I don't know. Really? Maybe like a.
I have to ask Joe. I know you have, Jordan.
No,
have
it's good. Sure.
Maybe
oh
like a
God.
Can of Campbell's gumbo or something.
That's not real.
That's
not the
chunky,
same
chunky thing. Gumbo.
That's not.
Hey,
at all.
Mama McNabb said it was great.
No, yeah, Mama McNabb lied for the cameras because I remember one time Donovan McNabb. It was so funny. Donovan, he just lost like the NFC championship And he gets asked, like, what's your favorite Campbell soup? And he's the saddest look on his face. He goes, chunky chicken chowder. And just kind of laughs about it. But I thought that was super sweet. I remember that from being a kid. Absolutely, he's not eating
that. He's not eating no chunky chicken.
But why are you asking me this after I just lost the NFC Championship? I don't know which one it was that he lost, but he lost a lot of them. But, yeah, why would you ask me that?
Donovan, tough loss today. Another NFC Championship game loss. Just curious, though, what is your favorite chunky soup by chance? Thank you.
I like the chunky gumbo.
John Johnson, CBS Sports. Do you like the regular New England clam chowder or the red?
And he does his LeBron chowder and picks up his purse and leaves. Yeah, that's when I'm leaving at that point. He should have left at that point. Like, why the hell are you asking me about soup right now, man?
I like all of the soups. You know, I've had every single soup. That's a LeBron answer right there.
I wonder if you have to do like a taste test. Like if you're the new Campbell's spokesman, like do they make you sit down and
eat all of their soups? Oh,
like,
yeah. What is it in that?
This is our tomato bisque.
And they probably do, yeah.
Well, in that Receiver show on Netflix, I remember they had a thing where Davante Adams went to the Taco Bell headquarters.
Yes, I do.
And they had
that.
Him like trying all these new Taco Bell items. And like, so Davante, what do you think?
I mean, that's pretty legit. I don't know if there's any. I don't know if I could do that with Burger King or McDonald's or anything. But if Taco Bell was like, hey, man, we got a new menu coming out, man, we want you to be the first. Yeah, I'm there. Dressing up and everything.
All right. Well,
there goes one.
In classic 1080 1051 the fan fashion, there goes a segment. And we are up against it already. When we come back, I do have a Duck segment for you. Is it time to mentally prepare yourself for another loss? And we'll get to that next year, Sports Saturday on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now, you're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Rashad, Jordan, listeners out there, Would it be advantageous for Duck fans, Duck followers, to mentally prepare yourself for one more loss to happen in this regular season? Because I feel like what we have seen, essentially since that Penn State game in the moment, it was big, it was raucous, it was a huge environment, huge game for a lot of reasons. The shine has definitely come off of that game over the last month. I think there's no doubt about that now. Maybe after the first week when they lost to UCLA, you're like, ah, come on, it's just one. And then it's just that whole team season has fallen apart. So the Penn State game, you played them close. It was a competitive game. But now that win essentially does not look as great on paper as it did when it first happened. And then after that, you go into your bye week to prepare for an Indiana where you then lose at home. And you're like, what the hell? I mean, you had a whole week to prepare. You had a week to come down from that big win against Penn State. Granted, Indiana had the bye week too, but first lost game at home in quite some time. And then, yeah, you get the bounce back game at Rutgers. Everything looks good there, right? And then you come back home and you win a game that sort of feels like a loss at some points. They weren't able to get anything going that first quarter. They were able to put something together before halftime to make it 7-0, score right away, right out of halftime, 14-0. Then you get that last touchdown, but then you give up a touchdown late in the game. It was just a funky, weird, uninspiring victory that makes you just wonder the up and down roller coaster last few weeks that you've had with this Ducks team. And now you're going into maybe the toughest part of your schedule, going up against a Iowa team that is playing classic Iowa football and is right now tied for that third spot in the Big Ten, I believe. Then you're going to play a team in Minnesota on a short week that you should win that game, but Minnesota has been playing some pretty decent ball this season. And then you're going to finish up with USC, which at that point, who knows if they're able to take care of business against Nebraska today, which... Again, if you're a Duck fan, like, you almost want USC to win out just so you can have a more marquee matchup victory, hopefully later in the season. And then you'll get Washington. With these four games left on the schedule and what you've seen from the Ducks last week, is it time to just mentally prepare yourself for them to take at least one more L before the season is? Because I'm doing it. Me bringing this up, I'm putting myself in that space that next week against Iowa, possibly the USC game, or they just let one down against, you know, Minnesota, Washington, when they're not supposed to. That it could happen.
I don't know. It could happen. I don't want to mentally prepare myself for that because, you know, it could potentially mean Oregon misses the playoff.
Like, that was going to be my follow-up question, you know, is, does a two-loss Oregon team with a marquee victory, I mean, at that point, when the season's over, their marquee victory might be at Iowa. Yeah. It might be against USC, but if they have two losses, and yeah, that's their best win, is it going to be enough for them to get?
I mean,
because you're going to, the 12 seed's going to go to the group of five or group of six team. If Notre Dame takes care of business, they're going to take one of those last spots. So really, you got to be a top 10 team. And is that going to be good enough to be in the top 10? A lot of game left for the Ducks and the rest of the college football, but it's got me scared.
And we
got
to be honest, man. If they were to lose to an Iowa, any team that's not ranked like a USC right now, that looks bad for you. Like, I mean, I know Iowa is, you know, third in the Big Ten right now, but Oregon should beat them. And if they play anything like they played last week against Wisconsin, I know the weather was an issue, but the weather is going to be an issue. You know, two of those games were at home and or at Oregon, and the weather was an issue last week. It's probably going to do the same then. And then you go to Washington, and that weather's not going to be much better. And so those are things that may play against you if you're Oregon. I don't think you can afford to lose to any one of these teams. Like you said, that Penn State win was supposed to look great, and now it doesn't look, you know, now they're a fired coach and they're four losses later, and it just doesn't look great anymore. So you need to finish this season strong. One other loss, there's no keeping out a Texas A&M who's right there, or let's see, who else is there? Tennessee or Virginia, who's 7-1. Like, there are a lot of teams.
Virginia is going to lose today. I'm calling it, by the way.
And let's say they don't, and they finish the season 10-1, you know, 11-1. Then how are you going to keep them out, you know, as opposed to a two-loss Oregon team? So it's one of those things. I think they absolutely have to win out at this point. They can't afford to do that, and especially if they lose to any other team that's not USC, expect their ranking to go at least somewhere 14 or under, 13 or below.
I'm scared.
I don't want that to be the case. I don't even want to speak it into existence.
I'm kind of worried that this Ducks team is more like I thought they were at the beginning of the season, which is less like an elite college football playoff-ready team this season and more like a team that's not necessarily rebuilding but retooling. Reloading is the term I've heard a lot of people use when referring to the Ducks. They've got, I think, still the most touchdowns scored by freshmen by a lot in all of college football.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Yeah, they've got a really great young core, but the offensive line, I've got some questions about. The couple of the transfers coming in look great. Pregnon, not so much. Like, there's, you know, Isaiah World, like these guys that were supposed to come in and really be movers.
I mean, I would say that Alex Harkey, out of all of them, has been the most inconsistent.
Absolutely. Harkey, I think, is the worst one. Yes, that's a great point. And his number of penalties just alone. And I think he was the one, Joe, we were on the postgame show a couple of weeks ago, and it was either during the Indiana game. Yeah, I think it was, or the Penn State game, but I'm pretty sure it was during the loss against the Hoosiers, where it was Harkey's second holding call. And just the way that he dismissed it didn't look like he was like, you know, kind of leveling up, okay, in his head, I'm going to get back on it. I'm going full effort. Like, he just looked like F this. Looked like he didn't want to be there. And I understand he effed up, but, like, that's not the attitude I want to see from a team that's going to be foaming at the mouth, supposed to be competing for the CFP. So that's kind of my biggest worry to this point, is this last month of the season is probably going to define what Oregon has been so far in 2025, and we just don't quite know. We thought the Penn State game meant a lot. I don't want to take away from them going in. I mean, guys, it was a wideout. There were 100,000+ people there. I don't need to hear about Mo Bamba again for another 2 years because, God, oh, we're going to hear Mo Bamba here in 20 seconds. Like, yes.
Oh, that song will get me up under any circumstances.
I get it, but just like, oh, we're going to listen to it. We're going to listen to it here in suit. All right, we're going to listen to it right now, and the Ducks kick your ass. Okay, thank you. That's more what it's about, not about Mo Bamba.
It is a cut, though. You should play that on the next region.
Okay,
yeah,
you know
actually,
what?
Yeah, now that I think about it.
I like
fine.
It.
I mean,
you
know
I'm
what?
Sorry.
We got Who Do You Love coming up, but for the end of the show, I will go try to find Mo Bamba.
There we
but
go.
I think I
smell a new show open.
Ooh, just to piss me off. No, I've been very happy with the Ducks at times, but maybe I got a little too high on my skis after their 60-whatever-to-3 win over Oklahoma State, 69-3. I just want Oregon to show us what they are, but I don't think we're going to know, guys, until possibly the very end of the regular season.
Well, I'm trying to look up like the future lines for some of the games that are left. The USC game, Oregon is at this point a 12.5-point favorite in that one. The line is out on some books. For next week against Iowa, I believe they are 6.5-point favorite against Iowa next week. The Minnesota one, that line is not out. I can imagine that one's probably going to be somewhere around like the, I don't know, 14.5, 15.5, somewhere around there is where it will start out. And then the Washington line has not been released either. So I don't know, man. It's just the last couple weeks, it's just got me a little bit nervous, just the inconsistencies. Yeah. 1 week the offense, I mean, granted, Rutgers is not world beaters by any mean. It's just it's been inconsistent by this team. That's got me nervous. That, you know, they might get got one more time.
I think thank goodness for the bye week. And I think Dan Lanning said it, and you kind of mentioned it. And this is a work week for him. It's a work day. So they're trying to figure things out. Like, it's funny, going into the last bye week, which was only 3 weeks ago, right? About a month ago. We were all like, this Oregon team's got it. They just went out there against the best team in the country and pretty much showed their ass and showed that they were the best team, you know, potentially in the country. And then the next week, everything is different. And then 3 weeks later, it's like Joe's like, I don't know, guys, like this might be not the team that we kind of thought. Like, that's how fast things can change in college football. I think if Oregon goes back to the lab and really tries to figure out like the fumbleitis, we got to fix that. You know, like this offensive line that you mentioned, that has to be tightened up. Defensive line, we should be much better than we actually are. And instead, people are running up and down on us every single play. Like, there are certain things that have to be addressed, and I think they have enough time to do it. I think Iowa will be a big test for them at Iowa. It's going to be probably going to be cold as hell in Iowa that day. So I think this will be a great test for this Oregon team as far as getting out of the state and getting somewhere that's a – I don't want to say a raucous environment, but just uncomfortably cold and stuff like that. Like it might be there.
All right, it's time to take a break. Did you guys do who do you love last week?
Do you know, honestly,
did you make the actual picks?
We did make picks. We can't remember what they were. Oh. I threw the paper away like almost immediately. And you didn't leave us with the grid to show like where we were and what the scores were.
Do I need to share that document?
It would be great if you're going to leave.
So but, what are we doing about last week? We wiping the slate clean.
I don't know, Jordan. Did you win?
Honestly, I don't think I did, so F it. Yeah, I know so, my Ducks pick didn't work out.
Clean slate, then.
All right, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
clean slate?
I love it.
Wiping our hands?
I love it.
Okay, all right. So we'll do who do you love next, and we'll base the standings off of what happened not last week, but the week before, and then we're going to come into week 9 with some picks here. Week 9 for the NFL. What is it, week 10 for college football right now? I don't know. The fact that we're already in November, though, it's crazy.
Man, it's moving.
Ooh, you know what that means, guys.
Thanksgiving in a couple
Christmas
weeks.
Music. Christmas
no,
music.
Not
no. Not till the day after Thanksgiving.
This weekend. They are starting.
Not till the day after Thanksgiving.
Woo, let's go.
No. Buble does not start getting played in my house until the day after.
Is that your Christmas go-to, Buble?
Yeah, and then there's one Christmas album. I'm forgetting what it's called, but it's got like Bruce Springsteen singing Merry Christmas Baby. I think it's got Christmas and Hollis on it. There's a couple other Pointer Sisters singing.
Just a great collab.
Yeah, it's like they made it in like the late 80s, early 90s, and it just has cut after
slams.
Cut after cut. It's one of the best Christmas albums of all time.
Okay, yeah, I'm a Temptations Christmas guy myself.
Ooh, so. That's a great go-to.
Yeah,
any time of year. You can play that in July for
you
all
really
I
could.
Care.
You really could. I get caught up in it. So,
all right, time for Who Do You Love next here on Sports Saturday. But first, Schulte with a Sports Center update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Who do you love? Joe and Rashad share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Saturday on 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Do what I gotta do.
It's time for Who Do You Love? Quick update. If you missed in Jordan's update, some games going on right now. Miami leaving the state of Florida for the first time this season. They are in Dallas taking on SMU right now. It's tied 7-7 with about two-ish minutes left in the first half. Ohio State is up 17-13 pending an extra point from Penn State. Ohio State was only like a 3.5, 4. Actually, I think that was the opening line for this one. I think that got bet way up, obviously, throughout the rest of the season. But yeah, right before halftime, Penn State scores, kicking an extra point to make it 17-14. And then one of the stinkiest lines of the week, smelt a little fishy, was Texas was a 3.5-point favorite over Vanderbilt right now, straight belt to ass. 24-10, Texas leads Vanderbilt at halftime.
Yikes.
Yeah. Hey,
by the way, what's with Miami only getting four away games this year? 8 home games? I missed that.
I don't know.
Such an advantage.
Again, this is the first time they have left the state of Florida all year.
That is absolutely insane. That should not be allowed, Joe.
You're telling me, man.
I don't mean to distract you.
No. I've known about this for weeks. Before the season started, I saw their schedule. I was like, how the hell did this happen? So, a couple games to keep an eye on. But it's time for Who Do You Love? Take a look at the standings as they are. I am currently at 7-11 on the season. From a couple weeks ago, I said the Browns Dolphins under 37.5 was my lock of the year. It finished at 37. My God, I was clenching cheeks on that one.
There you go.
I took the Commanders to cover 1.5 against the Cowboys a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And the Cowboys ended up just boat racing the Commanders that day. Very weird game. And then I took Toledo to cover 24.5 against Kent State, which they did. So that bumped me up to 7-11. Rashad, you took the Houston Rockets to win opening night. And it took double overtime, but they were not able to pull it off against the Thunder.
I was so close.
You also went Falcons money line a couple weeks ago against, I believe it was the 49ers. Yeah, that was the Sunday night game. Lost that one. And then you took Georgia to win, I believe, who were they playing that week in college football? That was week 8. And Georgia was playing Ole Miss. They ended up winning that game. Covering is what you had them doing in that one. -7.5. They win by 8. You escape by the skin of your teeth.
I needed one, man.
I needed one. Jordan, that week, you took the Panthers -1.5 over the Jets, I believe, is what it was. Ugly, gross game, but the Panthers ended up winning.
Yes.
You took the Colts to cover +2.5. That week, they were playing the Chargers, and they beat the brakes off the Chargers, 38-24 that week. And then you had the Mariners winning game 6.
No.
Jordan and Rashad now tied at 8-10. I am just one game behind at 7-11, and I will start things off here with the Indianapolis Colts. They are taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers this week. I'm not going money line. I'm going the total point in this one. It is 50.5. Colts with one of the best offenses in the league. Steelers with one of the worst defenses in the league. But they still have a pretty good offense with some of their points. Or with some of their parts, I see the points going over 50.5 in this one. So that is where I'm going for first. Colts Steelers over 50.5.
I was going to go to college first. So Cincinnati versus Utah, top 25 matchup today.
Night game at Rice-Eccles Stadium in Utah. Very tough place to play. Tough environment.
Very, very tough to play. Utah is undefeated this season at home, 4-0. And how about this? They're 5-0 against the spread this year when they're favored by 9.5 or more. So for that reason, I think I got to go with Utah. I think they're favored by 10.5 today. I think that's, again, they're 5-0 against the spread. I'm taking that.
Yeah, Cincinnati, this is a big game for them as well. I believe they lead the Big 12. So if they're able to get the win tonight, that would be huge for them. But again, going into Rice, yeah, 5-0 in the Big 12, Cincinnati is. But going into Rice-Eccles Stadium, it's going to be tough. They do have one of the best quarterbacks in the country right now, Cincinnati, Brendan Sorsby. He's got 1,800 yards, 1,843, yeah, 20 touchdowns, one pick.
Yeah, he's
and I believe he even has like 400 yards rushing on the season as well. Like the dude is, he has had a hell of a season over there in Cincinnati.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Jordan, your first pick.
Nah, I'm going Washington State. Beats the brakes off of the Beavers today. The line is only 3.5. I think the Cougars will coug it hard. Oregon State sucks.
I thought cooging it was meaning they're going to blow it. Somehow.
I was thinking more like Cougars.
They're going to coug it hard. They're going to coug it in a good way, is what you mean.
I'm not a Cougar fan, so I don't. Is that bad?
Yeah, cooging it was a bad thing for a very long time, and still is. So
I love that I am trying to pick Washington State, yet I am still insulting the Cougars.
But you got them covering 3.5. Really, that's it, huh?
That's the line. I'm assuming people think that the interim coach effect's going to do something. I don't know.
Interesting.
They beat Lafayette. Woohoo.
I am going to stay in the NFL. One of the stinks of the week, the stinky line that smelt fishy, was the Houston Texans at home hosting the Broncos. The Texans are a favorite in this one over the Broncos. Right now, ESPN says that they are 2.5. I am going to see if I can get 1.5. Give me just 2 seconds here. I'm going to check Vegas Insider. See what DraftKings has at 1.5. If you guys so please, I'll take the Texans 1.5 if you will let me have it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go to the NFL. You know, yeah, I'm going to go to the NFL as well.
Rashad wasn't even paying attention right there, I can tell.
I was. No, you said you take the Texans 1.5.
I asked if I could take the Texans 1.5.
Well, why
seeking,
not?
I was seeking permission. Because some of them have it at 2.5, but DraftKings, which is legal in the state of Oregon, has it at 1.5. So if you will let me have the point, I will take it.
What do you think? You said take it?
I'll let him have the point. Okay. I'm always forgiving better.
I was
going
to give it to you anyway. I'm not really tripping.
All right, you can go back to not paying attention.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was going to give it to you. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I don't know if you're asking me for real. Like, yeah.
Yes.
Of course you can have it.
Seeking permission from my co-host.
Listen, of course you can have it, man. I appreciate you asking.
Right. You're locked in on your bets over here. I can tell you're doing your research.
I'm trying to make sure I make the right ones. I'm trying to win this year. Last year was crap, so this year's got to be better. But the Kansas City Chiefs, who have won three in a row, take on the Buffalo Bills, who are one of their last two games. Right now, Kansas City's favored by 1.5. I think that sounds about right. This should be a great game. Both teams really need this to kind of get back on track and kind of make that kind of jump to first place in the AFC. I don't think it's going to happen. My Pats are there. We'll talk about that later. But Chiefs are favored by a game by 1.5. I'm taking the Chiefs.
Chiefs minus 1.5?
Yes.
Minus 1.5. Well, you know that is a wrong pick because the Bills always win the regular season matchup and then they lose the playoff matchup.
I don't know. The Bills have been looking kind of suspect, and now I think all of a sudden the Chiefs got a lot of their dudes back real quick. So
well, I'll just mark this incorrect just as a, just to get ahead of it. But I'm praying for you.
I'm giving you a point, a whole point, and that's how you're going to do me? All right. Take that point away, Jordan. Yeah.
Mark it.
Yeah.
All right. Jordan, your third pick. Or second pick.
I was like, God, what did I do second? I'm already thinking that we need to go opposite of one of you guys. And that would be, Joe, your Texans-Broncos pick. I'm going Broncos. And I will take the 2.5 if you will let me on ESPN Broncos to cover plus 2.5. Because, yes, the Houston Texans defense is really good, but their offense until like a game ago has been absolute cheeks. I think Denver, who has won 5 straight, has a good opportunity to keep it going. Yes, it's a roadie. Yes, Houston gets Nico Collins back, but I do think that Denver covers plus 2.5.
See, I feel like if I'm doing the 1.5, he's got to do the 1.5. If we're doing the same game.
I literally just said I am willing to give everybody the best lines here, and then you're like, nah, F you.
I don't know.
This guy over here, man.
Nah.
This guy.
Sack up, Nancy.
All right, my last pick, college football. I want to go with this one because I said it earlier in the show. I feel like it's going to happen. But I'm also just trying to find a really obscure random game of some group of six teams that nobody's going to be paying attention to. I'm going in between Cal beating Virginia and covering 5.5. But I also want to go Old Dominion covering 16.5 against UL of Monroe, just because that sounds more fun.
Okay.
And more interesting.
I mean, let's go Old. I think you go Old Dominion.
Old Dominion minus 16.5.
I think that's the one.
All right, let's do it. Let's roll with Old Dominion.
Hell yes.
Covering 16.5 against UL Monroe. It's in Monroe, Louisiana. It's a road game for the Old Dominion Lions? Monarchs? Monarchs, that's what it is.
That's crazy.
Something?
Yeah.
Because I went with a couple of kind of, you know, lower teams as well. I went with the USC Trojans, who are going to go against the Nebraska Cornhuskers today. Heard of them?
Cornhuskers?
Cornhuskers, words.
Corn custard?
Corn custard, which sounds phenomenal. But no, Nebraska Cornhuskers right now. Dang, I can't say this word for nothing right now. Oh my gosh. But
just say Nebraska.
USC is a 4.5-point favorite in this game. I mean, I think that sounds about right there. Without a few running backs today, I don't know what the injury report is on those guys yet, but
they without Wayman?
They're without two of their top three guys today, so we'll see how that works out for them. So I think most analysts would have USC favoring this one. I think I'm going to pick them to cover as well.
USC minus 3.5.
Yeah, let's do that. Well, you know, it's 4.5, but yes. You want to see 3.5?
Do you want? Well, yeah, I'll give you the point. 3.5.
Sounds good. I love it. Thank you.
I'm being ethical.
Look at you today, man.
I'm being ethical.
Woke up on the right side of the bed and everything. I love it.
All right, last one, Jordan.
This just seems like the easy pick because there's, I don't know, there's not many.
Oh, the easy pick, he says.
Well, there's not many standout picks, in my opinion, on the NFL schedule this week. And just going with history here, Chiefs over the Bills, 1.5. Don't bet against Pat Mahomes, Chiefs to cover.
Can't do it.
1.5, even though they're on the road. Yeah, you just can't bet against the Frog.
You know, played really great out there today.
I'm going to go home to my wife. I'm going to buy her a soccer team.
Chiefs minus 1.5. All right, those are our three picks. I am going Colts Steelers over 50.5. I'm going at the Houston Texans minus 1.5. And for S and Giggs, Old Dominion minus 16.5 over UL Monroe. Rashad, Utah minus 10.5. Chiefs minus 1.5. USC minus 3.5. And then Jordan is going Washington State minus 3.5. Broncos plus 2.5. And Chiefs minus 1.5. Those are our picks.
Let's go, guys.
I see a 3-0 week. Let's go, Old Dominion. Let's go, Monarchs.
That's the one, man.
Let's go, baby. I'm going to be pissed if Cal ends up covering that 5.5, and that's the one I should have taken. Not going to be happy. Not going
to
be happy.
I don't pay attention to any of our bets until, like,
oh, I'm locked in every day. I'm
Tuesday after all the games are final. Then I'm like, oh damn, I did lose that one.
Yeah, I'm trying. Oh, I am on it like flies on S, baby.
It's usually somebody who reminds me. You know, my buddy would be like, hey man, what game'd you pick? And I was like,
idiot.
It did. Yeah. Oh, whoops.
Yeah. Well, we can tell during the segment that your hard hitting research that you're doing. We can hear it in your voice.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. We'll see. I don't know. Like, I don't care. You know? Because you guys really, really bet. I'm not keen on losing my money like that. You know, I might make a bet for like a...
I don't bet anymore after what just happened in the NBA with the old Terry Rozier. The integrity is gone.
Seriously.
No, it's not because my gambling all record is absolutely trash and I've lost money. That's not it, all right? It's the integrity of the
game.
Again,
I don't see what's fun about losing my money. I don't know.
I won't stand
for it. There's so many ways for me to lose my money and at least I can have something for it. Just giving your money away to some person that I can't see, I've never met before, and they're just gonna keep it. Nah, we're good.
All right, we'll wrap things up. I was not here last week to share my thoughts and feelings on the said FBI investigation. Ooh. On Charles Bill. It's been a week and a half. Let's share our thoughts now that I guess more info has came out. We've had time to let our emotions wane down a bit. So yeah, been a wild week and a half for this Blazers team in the NBA. Get to that next here as we wrap up Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network. On the text line, 503-864-6326. Corn custard sounds delicious, Rashad. Sign me up.
I told you.
A corn custard.
Yeah.
Maybe some sort of like corn dip, like an elote dip or something like that.
Okay, so you should probably know this. I'm not a big elote fan. I catch a lot of flack for that.
I don't think I've ever had elote like the cob with it, everything on it. I think okay. I've always had some sort of like dip or like okay. elote adjacent dish.
Gotcha.
I don't mind it. The bar that me and the girl were at last night, they have this like elote dip there that is just, I'm licking the bowl afterwards, trying to get every last drop.
Yeah.
It's great.
Not doing that, but yeah.
Oh, me? Yeah. I'm a mess.
Nice and tangy though.
Can't take me anywhere. Yes, a week and a half since the old Chauncey Billups news broke and him getting arrested by the FBI for alleged crimes. I was going to try and throw together a last minute Halloween costume where I had like a prisoner outfit with one of those green visors, those see-through visors with a Chauncey Billups jersey. And okay. Couldn't get the Billups jersey in time, nor was I going to a party or anything. So I was like, what am I doing this for? Yeah. But I felt like that would have been a good Halloween costume.
It would have. As long as you don't use any like weird paint on your body anywhere, you'll be fine.
Shoe polish of some type.
Don't do it.
You've got to make your girlfriend or a friend go as like a mobster that they're walking around with. And be like, hey.
Albanian Bruce.
Exactly. Yeah, or Spook or whoever the hell the guy's name was. Yeah.
Black Tony.
Thank you. Yes, there was a Black Tony and a Black Rob, I believe, as well.
I'm sure those guys were Asian.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I love how the mafia and the mob is just like, we'll call you, his name's Tony and he's black.
Black Tony.
Yeah.
You're Bruce and you're Albanian Bruce.
But then on the other side of things, they'll call a fat guy like
Slim, Tiny.
Yeah, like, hey, look, it's Tiny.
Tiny
he's
Joe.
400 effing pounds. Like, what are we doing?
The pizza place we went to last night, one of the servers, straight out of New York. And I wonder if he was just doing bits because he worked at a pizza place.
But he's like, welcome.
He's like, hey, this sweatshirt, absolutely love it. Big fan. And he was like, you guys good over here? You need any pepper? Any,
name's Vinny.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You need another slice?
I was like, dude, I'll do whatever you say with that voice at this place. Are you kidding me? I mean, the Chauncey Billups thing, man, I mean, just, has there ever been, I could not, for the life of me, find any sport story, off the court story. I'm thinking back on all the 30 for 30s, like all the crazy ass that has happened over the years. Nothing comes close to this. Has there
Tim
ever
Donaghy,
been
closest thing?
But again, has there ever been an active professional coach in any sport to get arrested by the FBI?
No.
During their season?
No. After their first game?
Not even the FBI, like the local police for anything that I can remember. I mean, Bobby Petrino, maybe, when he crashed his motorcycle?
Well, yeah, like Dewey's and domestic violence cases that you normally hear about. Like, when you saw the news, Joe, Chauncey Billups arrested, you don't even look at the rest of the headline first. You're probably like, what have I heard of
the Kobe
past?
Thing.
Exactly.
It's the only other time I can really remember, like, one day it's all basketball, it's all smiles and everything, and the next day it's like doom and gloom and
Kobe's
in
death?
Court. No. The whole Colorado thing. Right?
That like, wasn't even like this because there's
the
no
whole,
federal
no,
investigation.
Yeah. But no, I'm saying as far as one Colorado thing, as far as like all of a sudden you're like, wait, what the hell happened? Like, what happened right now?
He was accused of rape. He was accused of rape.
No, but I'm saying as far as that's clearly not what I'm saying.
I know you're not. Yeah. I'm trying to educate the audience.
Yeah,
I think the audience knows what the whole Colorado thing.
Yeah, well,
Colorado
I'd like to make thing. Sure that we're not, not accused of being like, oh, you're good, just say it. We're saying it, okay? 10:45
in the morning. Like, I'm not trying to, no. But, well, so that's the only time I can really remember, like, oh, it's all good one day, and then the next day is like, wait, what the hell happened? Like, what are you talking about? So with Chauncey Billups, like, we play a great game, and then the next day, like, he's in trouble for gambling. Like, what are you talking about? And this wasn't the lead story on, like, The Athletic or something like that. I'll open my phone at, like, 6:30 in the morning, and the first thing on, like, CNN is, like, Chauncey Billups, Portland Trailblazers coach arrested. Like, what? For what? I thought he killed someone. And then it was because, oh, no, he was gambling. And I start reading more and more. At first, I'm like, nah, that's weird. And then details start coming out. I'm like, oh, Amen. Not cool.
What are some of the craziest, like, strangest sports stories of the last 10, 15 years? I'm trying to remember. Like, I got a thread of Reddit that's talking about some.
Ironically, for me, most of them have to do with gambling. The Shohei thing,
yeah, that's,
you know,
pretty
was
weird.
Pretty weird a couple years ago.
Oh, here's a good one. Jason Pierre-Paul blowing his hand off with fireworks.
With the fireworks,
what,
yeah.
An idiot.
Can that we was just... one of those, like, wait, what?
Can we
yeah,
speak?
What stories had you saying, wait, what?
Jason, like, right Jason Williams?
Oh, the motorcycle yeah. crash? Or,
no. Him shooting his driver,
oh,
you know, with the shotgun
that
in the face.
Jason,
like,
Williams,
yeah.
Yes. There's multiple.
I mean, the Scottie Scheffler thing from last year.
Oh, getting arrested?
Again, after, I'm just trying to, like...
After getting ran over?
After he
ran over a cop, that's right.
And ripped his pants apart.
Look at these pants. Where am I going to get new pants?
Shredded those pants. Just basically, like, when you get the notification on your phone, it makes you do a double take. And you, exactly, just exclaim, wait, what?
You're a golf dude. Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
When the Tiger thing happened, you know, which one? The crash or his lady beating the hell out of his car? Like, you know, pick one.
I mean, frankly, it wasn't in the social media era, but Pete Rose getting banned for gambling back in the late 80s, early
90s. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, basically the social media era.
Okay.
So, you know, it was like 2010 from that point, the last 15 years. I got another good one. The Manti Te'o stuff.
Oh, my gosh. That's probably the one. That ended up on, like, 2020 and all types of things. Like, that was huge.
I mean, if you want to make a player comparison, and granted, this is...
Johnny Manziel.
Well, again, if you want to make a real comparison as far as, like, crimes committed and not nearly as serious, your boy. You know what I'm talking about.
Why is he my boy?
He was your tight end on your team, okay?
He was really good, too.
That's why he's your boy.
That fool was really good.
The Aaron Hernandez stuff, when that all happened, that is now, up there as far as being one of the most wild stories of the last 10, 15 years.
Watching him
era.
Get hauled out in his T-shirt with his arms inside of it? Yeah, that
was
wacky.
What happened?
I think next to OJ, that was the one thing that was like, wait, what happened?
And then
he killed how many people?
With each piece of news coming out after, it's like, oh, he's a piece of ass. Oh, he's evil. Oh he's messed up.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, he's got mental health issues. And he's got CTE. Just...
Yeah, it was, that might take the cake.
I think that's the one.
The most wild off the field, off the court. Yeah.
And then how it
story
ended?
Of the last 15 years.
Yeah, with the suicide.
And then with the suicide, how it ended is like, yo, that's the one right there.
Yeah. I mean, some of these are just,
no,
you know,
but, like, man, for,
very
as far
morbid,
as,
yes.
As yeah. far as Chauncey, I know we have to wrap up because we're getting ready to go soon, but if you indeed lured your people, some of your friends and some other people that you might have played, you know, play basketball with or whatever in there for them to be ripped off, you're weak. And if you gave
no, Chauncey, it sounds like he partnered with a couple of those people. Still, that's kind of how this started.
But if I'm telling you, Jordan, I know, hey, I know this gambling spot and everything, and I know the goal of that gambling spot is to get you ripped off. Like, what type of piece of S am I for bringing my friend into that situation? That's messed up.
Crazy. That's what makes sports the best show on television, whether it's the game itself or the off the field of stuff. You can't 100%. Write some of this stuff that happens, man.
100%.
Oh, there will be a movie about this, though.
Oh,
and
dude,
I cannot wait.
I'm sure Hulu is already writing the screenplay.
FX, I'm telling you, they already got it.
They're all over this. Well, let's get ready for some more great television today. Some more entertaining TV. Whether you're able to get it or not, thanks YouTube and ESPN.
By the way, guys, I will say upset watch for this one. At the half going into the second now half, just starting, Ohio State leads Penn State, though it's only 17-14.
Looking at it.
Right. You know, we need a good
let's
upset.
Let's go Nittany Lions.
We did not have an unranked team beat a top 20 team last week, and... Quite frankly, that combined with the NFL weekend last week, we need a good football weekend.
And there's something about your coach having just been fired a little bit ago that makes you play a little bit harder. This might be that game for Penn State today.
Mm. Let's see. Hope you all have a great rest of your Saturday, a great weekend. Stay dry while you can. Got any fun plans?
I do not, man. I think I'm just going to kind of hang out. I'm going to work out today when I get home and hang out and watch football.
I got a fun plan. A nap.
That's always good. That's going to come much later.
You know me and my naps, baby.
Yeah, I love it.
Rashad, thank you as always.
My man.
Jordan, thank you as always.
Love you guys. Love you all.
And all the listeners out there, thank you for rocking with us on this Saturday. We will catch you next week at Time to Be Determined, or maybe not at all. If it's the if Oregon Iowa is the big noon kick, we will not be here. But if it's a little bit later in the day, we might be here at 6 a.m., 8 a.m., 10 a.m. We'll see. Thank you all for listening. We will catch you possibly next Saturday for Sports Saturday. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.